They spent the next hour lining the machines up in an open field near the largest building. There were drillers and flying platforms, cable reelers, ore netters, blade scrapers, and a single transport truck. With the items brought in earlier loads, there were over 30 machines now.
Let's prowl! We've been fast. What's in this big building?
It consisted only of rooms, rooms, and rooms, each with bunks and lockers. There were what may have been washrooms. Kerr was prowling for loot, but broken windows and wind and snow had not left much. Dust and indistinguishable debris were thick.
Already been prowled,
was Kerr's finding.
Let's look elsewhere.
Kerr clumped through the entrance of another building. Johnny saw that it had been a library, but without Chinko protection, it was mainly litter. 1,000 years of cockroaches had dined on paper. A queer, broken structure that once had had 17 points, Johnny counted them, seemed to have been some kind of a monument. Kerr entered a door that was no longer there. A cross was still hanging on a wall.
What's that thing?
Said Kerr. Johnny knew it was a church cross. He said so.
Funny thing to have in a defense base. You know, I don't think this was a defense base. More like a school.
Johnny looked at Kerr. The midget cyclo might be thought dim-witted, but he was dead on the mark. Johnny did not tell him there were signs all over the place that said United States Air Force Academy. They wandered back to the freighter.
I bet we're establishing a school. I bet that's what it is we're doing. But who's going to be taught? Not cyclos with no breathe gas, that's for sure. But up the ramps, Johnny, and we'll get out of here.
Johnny did, but he didn't climb up to the cockpit. He looked around for water and firewood. He had an idea he'd be camping out here. Yes, there was a stream coming down from a nearby snow-capped peak, and there was plenty of firewood in the trees. He walked out and looked at the trench where the last battle had been fought against the cyclos. The grass was tall and waving in a lonesome-sounding wind. He climbed to the freighter cockpit, deeply troubled.
End of CD 8.